For our first segment, we're going to be speaking with Pamela Wellner, someone who I have known for several years. She works with Greenpeace, and she is a senior campaigner. And one of the most recent ones that I came across from Greenpeace that I found quite interesting is the Clear Cut campaign. And I believe that's spelled K-L-E-A-R, cut, with Kleenex in mind. Thanks for joining us, Pamela.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show, Betsy.
What is this one about? I imagine something to do with trees, not your usual water theme.
No, it definitely has to do with old growth forests in North America, and both Greenpeace and the Natural Resource Defense Council have a campaign right now to put pressure on Kimberly-Clark, they're the makers of the well-known Kleenex brand tissue, to stop sourcing fiber from ancient forests in North America for their tissue paper manufacture.
How long has this been taking place?
We started the campaign last November, and we've been moving along and organizing people across the United States and Canada to put pressure on the corporation to increase their use of recycled fiber and to stop sourcing from destructive logging operations in North America's ancient forests.
And how long has Kimberly-Clark been engaging in what you are calling, you know, unsustainable practices?
Well, they've been doing that almost since the beginning of their history. I mean, they're one of the earliest manufacturers of tissue paper products, and they've always relied primarily on natural forests and, in particular, on ancient forests. We are particularly concerned about the boreal forests that they get between 20 to 30% of their worldwide fiber sourcing sources from. And this is a forest that is in the very north of Canada, and it stretches actually all the way from Alaska through all of Canada, and it's home to over 50% of all the North American bird species.
Now, do other Kleenex manufacturers also take part in these practices that you're protesting? It's just that Kimberly-Clark is the largest, and so you're targeting them, or are they unique in some way?
Yeah, well, Kimberly-Clark, they are the manufacturer of Kleenex.
Kleenex.
You know, yeah, right.
There's that brand thing with tissue. Right.
But, and they are the world's largest, and because they have Kleenex brand, which is so well known, and because of the world's largest, we are pressuring them. But other tissue paper manufacturers such as Procter & Gamble and Georgia-Pacific, they also use ancient forests. And so we'll be putting pressure on them as soon as we're hoping that if Kimberly-Clark changes their ways, that the others will follow suit.
Why do you think they think we need virgin wood to make paper to wipe our noses?
Well, you know, their biggest excuse is that people want softer tissue paper. But, you know, what's great about recycled tissue paper products these days is that they are much, much softer than they have ever been. And you can hardly tell the difference between a tissue paper that's made from recycled fiber and that comes from old growth forests. And I think the main problem is that they are saying, you know, people want softer tissue, but if people knew that our old-growth forests are being destroyed for, you know, these disposable tissue paper products, they would change their mind. People are shocked when they first find that out.
I think that's always, you know, what's so great about these campaigns is it really is an opportunity to educate consumers to connect the dots so they can make better choices.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, people do want clean air and clean water, and they want protection for wildlife habitat, and they want places to go when they go camping. And a lot of these areas are forests, and they're much more valuable than disposable tissue paper products when there are clear alternatives in using recycled paper products.
Yeah, that's the point. There's a cost-benefit, you know, factor here. And if you're aware of the cost, maybe the benefits of a slightly, you know, even maybe not even perceptible difference in the quality of the tissue, you know, you weigh that against clear-cut forests if that's really what the outcome is. And, you know, as you said, lumber that is not sustainable, taking that, then, you know, it seems like an easy choice.
Yeah. And Kimberly-Clark is, you know, they lag behind a lot of other manufacturers in their use of recycled paper fiber. For instance, in all their North American products, that includes products that they make for, you know, people at their homes and for businesses, only across the board there's only 19% recycled fiber in any of those products. And the products that they sell in grocery stores for people's homes contain absolutely no recycled paper whatsoever. So they have a long way that they can go to start increasing the amount of recycled fiber. We're also asking them that when they do use fiber that comes from natural forests, to only source that comes from a forestry operation that doesn't cause extensive environmental damage. And there definitely are logging operations of that kind. And a company like Kimberly-Clark, with all their purchasing power, could also be urging those logging operations to be more environmentally sound.
Now, besides Kleenex brand, which you're targeting, what's a consumer to do when they go to the store? Maybe they're not in Whole Foods and they can't just choose seventh generation, which I hope you would endorse their products, since I think they're eco-friendly. They say they are.
Yeah.
When you're looking at the box, it's not going to say made from ancient forests, obviously. What should you avoid? What should you look for? Is there any way to know for sure?
Yeah, I mean, well, with Kimberly-Clark, they not only make Kleenex, but they also make Cottonelle toilet paper. They make Viva paper towels. Those are the products that people should avoid. The main thing that to look for when you're in a grocery store is to look at a product that says that it's made from recycled paper and not just the box itself, because that sometimes can be deceiving. Some of the more popular brands, and they vary, of course, across the nation depending on distribution, but for instance, Safeway sells Earth First brand, which is 100% recycled and has 80% post-consumer content. Trader Joe's also is 100% recycled. And then there's a very good brand called Markel, and that's available in office supply stores like Office Depot, and that's also 100% recycled content with a high content of post-consumer waste, which is also something to be looking for. Of course, the other brands that you mentioned, Seventh Generation, that's also a very good brand, as well as the C365 degree brand that is sold at Whole Foods. The thing is if people should ask store managers to carry tissue paper products that have recycled content, because a lot of stores don't. But the more demands that they get, then they'll start to carry those products.
And is there a website, Pamela, people can go to read more?
Yes, we have a website. The easiest way to remember it is stopkleenex.com. And that will not only give you a list of products, it tells you about the issue itself, but it also has a direct action alert that you can send to the CEO of Kimberly-Clark to let them know that you're very concerned about ancient forests and want them protected.
Has the company had any response so far to your campaign?
Very limited. They're pretty much trying to defend their position from using ancient forests. But I think the more that they hear from people saying that they want ancient forests to remain standing and for tissue paper products to be made from recycled products, the more that will influence them to change their ways.
Okay, we just have a minute left. I don't think we're going to get to the other campaign that you're working on. It has to do with Japanese fisheries, I think, and we'll get to that another week. But just give us a quick 30-second version of that, literally 30 seconds.
Well, the Japanese, instead of they are killing whales, they have the largest whale hunt going on right now, and Gorton's Fish Company, which sells fish sticks, is connected to this whale slaughter. So people can visit GreenpeaceUSA.org and find out more about that campaign and send an action alert to Gorton's.
Thanks. Pamela Wellner has been joining us for this segment. She's a senior campaigner with the group Greenpeace, talking about their campaign against Kleenex and also concern about whaling, which is what you usually associate Greenpeace with. They're always starting new campaigns, and we like to keep you informed on all the great work of all the great green groups out there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.